you've got people who are trying to make a living, locked up right now, who are being made a living off of by people that are incarcerating them for the same thing that they're doing, trying to make a living. So I think I make a living off of legally selling narcotics as to what these people are in jail for. I believe that misdemeanor drug possession, all drug possessions for the most part, when you're not federally trafficking things, should be looked at as personal possessions and not regulated by the federal government.
Yeah, and I think also adding into that, like, basic human life, it shouldn't involve having to tiptoe around the experiences and things that we want to try out, and especially things that are natural. Like, if we're on the topic of marijuana, this is a plant, comes from the ground, and they're running into issues already. Like, oh, we're legalizing this plant, why not psilocybin and other plants that naturally benefit us? And so as you just kind of loosen the chains, you're just going to see all sorts of different opinions, and you're going to see the grip get even harder as we move into this I don't want to say non-progressive, but there's more idealistic of like, hey, we should be free and not be like getting pinned up just for shit that we're trying to do out here, you know?
Right. I work for a multi.
Now, what I want you to say, what I want you to say again, I was on hold when I got both you guys the first time.
Oh, yeah?
Man, it was great stuff.
Oh, we'll
man.
Do the first one. Okay. I think I remember, yeah.
Privatized prisons. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yeah, I think the first thing we could do is take care of privatized prisons. The fact that you can own an establishment that incriminates people, whether it's fully legal or not, and make money off of that, is kind of goes against the entire purpose of being free.
I think we just need to decriminalize weed as a whole. We got a lot of people locked up in jails for just having a little bit of weed on them, just for selling weed, something that we can do legally nowadays if we can make sure that we can decriminalize it all around the nation, you know, something Kamala Harris, Joe Biden need to look into, because I know Kamala Harris has definitely locked up a lot of people in her time for just a little bit of weed, man, and I think it'd go a long way. I also think the stipulation on weed about how it's bad, how it's a bad drug, how it is disorienting, how it's criminalized, I think that definitely needs to be changed, because weed's not a bad drug, man. It's, you know, people drink alcohol all the time and they don't get drug tested for alcohol. Why you gotta get drug tested for weed, you know?
So what's the big theme? So in your age group, man, what are the three things that are most important to you all as far as society and movement?
Self-care?
Yeah, financial stability, first and foremost. Like, it seems like without that, you know, you're not doing anything in this world. So
I'd say the third thing is looking out for family, looking out for your people, making sure you stick together and don't leave anyone behind, man. Don't forget where you came from.
Cool. Yeah, well, so on three, we'll say build.
Build?
Okay.
Yeah.
Got ready?
Yeah. Build!
Cool.
What's your name?
Rico. Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate
I will
you,
hit
dude.
It to you, man. You guys give me an email.
Sweaty. I'm a little sweaty. I don't want to get.
No. Give me an email and I'll shoot you an email of the podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I can take your pictures too. You got video. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, hold on. Just a sec.
And then I gotta run. I gotta shower.
Why don't you do this?
I got a flight to catch.
It might be easier, man. Just give me your number and I'll just call you.
Yeah, and I'll send it to these guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's your number?
803-201-0234.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm gonna dial you now.
Yep. My phone's over there, but
okay, cool.
I'll be sure to check
South
in.
Carolina.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Columbia.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Absolutely, brother. Appreciate
and then I'll send you a text, let you know it's Rico.
Yeah, and shoot me the more links as well so I can actually listen and check out the
podcast. I will, man. Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. I'll send you the links to the site and the website and the old site and all that, okay?
Absolutely.
Let's get a shot. Boom.
Get you on with you in there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, this is Daryl, man. He's our resident photographer. Yeah. Yeah, doing great work, man.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's nice.